Get your flu shot anytime, any day, subject to vaccine availability.
Canadian Tire and Reflex all-season wiper blades give you a chance to win a trip for two to the big race in Daytona, Florida. To enter to win and for official rules and details, visit your local Canadian Tire store or go to reflexdaytona.ca. A trip for two to the big race in Daytona, Florida in February. Enter today. reflexdaytona.ca. No purchase necessary. Contest ends November 30th, 2014.
The Mercedes-Benz year-end event is on now. Take advantage of this season's most exceptional offers, with finance rates starting as low as 0.9%, lease rates from 1.9%, and cash credits of up to $15,000 on select models. There's never been a better time to get into a new Mercedes-Benz. Don't delay. These extraordinary offers won't last forever. Hurry into your local dealer or visit mercedesbenz.ca for details.
This is CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960. The Fan, from Calgary, Alberta. Owned and operated by Rogers Communications. Calgary, the boys on the big show are talking sports right now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Earlier this week, the hockey world was saddened by the loss of two legendary coaches, Victor Tikhonov and Pat Quinn. And certainly in North America, there have been no shortage of tributes to Pat Quinn. If you haven't had a chance, I think it's well worth seeking out the Vancouver Canucks tribute to Pat Quinn last night. It was very, very well done. But the tributes have poured out throughout the hockey world. One of the people that we, along a lot of people, sought out upon the news of Pat Quinn's death is the president of hockey operations, Brian Burke, because they have a connection. In many ways, Pat Quinn was Brian Burke's mentor. He brought him into the business, so to speak. And I know it was a very difficult time for Brian Burke. Today, Brian made a statement speaking to some of the media, collection of media today, earlier today. I just want to take you back and let you hear from the president of hockey operations, Brian Burke of the Calgary Flames, talking about his friend, Pat Quinn.
Well, first, I'd like to apologize to Sandra Quinn and to Valerie and to Callie for not having had anything to say sooner. I'm not very good at personal loss. I don't know how today's going to go either, but I certainly wasn't in a position to talk to anyone on 2 days ago. So I apologize. I know you all have a job to do. I first met Pat 37 years ago, and he was an assistant coach with the Flyers. I was there as a first-year player, and the day before we went on to the ice for rookie camp, a team official assured us that no matter what, all the rookies would be invited to the main training camp in Philadelphia at the end of the week. We went on the ice, and Pat Quinn called us all in and said, "Don't believe a word of that. Half of you guys are going home," and half the guys did go home. That was my first exposure to Pat Quinn. Probably risked his job telling us that, but didn't matter. Do the right thing for your players. And then for the next 10 years, Pat and I just became good friends. I watched him get through law school and watched him hone his coaching skills. We just had a great friendship. I'd go to Philly, we'd go out for lunch, take him and Sandra out for dinner. Just developed a real close professional friendship that I enjoyed. So in 1987, 27 years ago, Pat asked me to go to Vancouver as the assistant GM. And I said yes. I was honored. But I had only ever seen Pat operate in the United States. And on my first trip to Vancouver with him, I was amazed how popular he was, how big he was. Not physically, he was that too, but how popular Pat Quinn was. And he attracted crowds wherever we went. I remember the first day we went to the rink, to the Pacific Coliseum, and we got lost. And I didn't know Vancouver, and Pat hadn't played there in a long time. We stopped and asked the guy, and as Pat pulled up, the guy said, "Hey, Mr. Quinn, welcome to Vancouver." Some random pedestrian. First time I went on a trip with him, we couldn't get through the airport, couldn't get through security. We almost missed the flight because Pat was stopped and talked to everybody. Everyone recognized Pat. Everyone liked him. That trip also was memorable because I showed up with a dress shirt on and corduroys. And Pat said, "Where do you think you're going?" I said, "I'm going to Toronto with you." He said, "Not dressed like that. You dressed like a bum. I mean, I had nice clothes on." So that was it. I had a suit. Every time I traveled with Pat after that, I wore a suit. So the last few days, listen to these stirring tributes about Pat. And I thought I had to say a few things. So first off, I think the thing that made Pat special was that all of us wanted to be like Pat. Like, everyone in hockey would look at Pat and say, I'd like to be like Pat. You know, you think of the list. If you did a list of things that you wanted to be, he was smart, athletic, big and handsome, he was funny, he was popular, he was honest, he was tough, and he was a leader. And we all wanted to be like Pat. Everyone, like guys would say that, how lucky you are to work with him. We all wanted to be like someone. And that, you're not going to meet five people in your life that have that quality, that people not only like, but want to be more like. And wanted to be around them, attracted big crowds wherever. But we could all want to be like Pat Quinn, but there was only one Pat Quinn. I saw a side of him that, you know, he was a family man, absolutely devoted to his family. Took those duties very seriously, providing for his family and being a good husband and being a good dad. He was a teacher. He's a great teacher. Look at the people that worked for Pat that have gone on to good careers. Like, I owe him everything. But he's a great teacher. He was an innovator. That connects with the first team with a strength coach. That connects with the first team to do their scouting on laptops. He always wanted to be known as a progressive guy on rules, how the game was played. He was a winner, especially in his international hockey experience. He chalked up a great resume after he left the Toronto Maple Leafs and already had a great coaching resume in the National Hockey League. As a general manager, we called him the Python. You know, Pat didn't make a lot of calls. He didn't hunt. He sat by the path and waited for some helpless GM to come by, and they'd grab him and strangle him. And I'd say to him on a date, you know, Pat, you talked to him today? Nope. I would sit in his office for 4 hours and not call anyone, and then he'd get the call. He always felt that if he received a call, he had a better chance of making a deal if someone was fishing for something with him. And you look at some of the trades he made, just, you know, phenomenal stuff. The guy was brilliant. And you look at, I think, he might have saved hockey in Vancouver. It sounds dramatic now, but I know when I went there, people were advising me not to go there. You know, despite working for Pat, that the team was in financial trouble. I got the same advice when I went back there in 98. But Pat, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that he saved hockey there. He certainly resuscitated it. He had time for everybody. He would stop and talk to anyone that asked him a question. On the street, I remember one time we were walking to a game at Maple Leaf Gardens, and it was cold. It was like minus 40, and snowing like hell. And some guy said, "Hey, Pat, how you doing?" And Pat stopped and talked to this guy for about 8 minutes. We were late for the start of the game because Pat wouldn't cut this guy off, freezing our butts off, too. He's the best listener I ever saw. We tell players, you got to go talk to Pat. And Pat would sit there, and you'd look through the window in his office. He didn't talk at all. He'd smoke that cigar and nod. These people would just pour out their problems to him, and they'd leave it, and they'd feel better because he listened. He's the best listener I've ever seen in my life. He loved little kids. Sucker for little kids. When my kids were small, we had this Wolverine in Pat's office. These guys pulled up one day. We were playing a Saturday game, and the receptionist came in and said, "There's two guys here from Smithers, B.C. They want to see you." So I go out. They've got this stuffed Wolverine, like a real live Wolverine. They told me it was a two-year-old female they trapped near Smithers. Well, this was the coolest thing I ever saw. I said, "What do you want for it?" I said, "First, was it obtained legally?" And they said, "Yes," because they knew Pat would ask me that. I said, "What do you want for it?" And they said, $600 and two tickets to the game tonight. So I went to Pat. I said, "We got to buy this. This would be a cool thing in your office." And so he had this ferocious-looking Wolverine, and he used to get kids. He got my kids repeatedly. He'd come in and say, "Feel how sharp that Wolverine's teeth are." And then he'd rawr, and he'd start laughing, and he had this deep laugh because you'd watch him jump, and then he'd take them on their lap and calm them down. Just loved little kids. He was loyal. He maintained friendships with people that I met from Hamilton that he'd known for more than 40 or 50 years. He never forgot where he came from. He never forgot those people. He included them. And And the last was a proud Canadian. He's fiercely proud of being Canadian. Fiercely proud of Canadian history, new Canadian military history. Fiercely proud of it. So there's a giant in our game. I feel truly grateful and blessed that I got to learn at his knee and that I was his friend for close to 4 years. And I miss him a lot. And my thoughts and prayers are with Sandra and the girls. Thanks.
It's President of Hockey Operations, Brian Burke. A very emotional, you know, heartfelt. Clearly, you could hear Brian breaking up a couple of opportunities, talking about his friend Pat Quinn. And you truly, Pat, are measured by your friends in many ways. You know, the way you are remembered. Sadly, so often in life, it's not until you've gone that, you know, these things become apparent. But what has been very fascinating over the last 48 hours since the news that has come down about the, and I do want to include Viktor Tikhonov because it was unusual in the sense that you had two iconic coaching legends that passed away in the same day. Mm-hmm. But Pat Quinn in particular, because it's more of a North American story. To me, and I hope on some level Pat knew how much he was loved, because the tributes have poured out. With all due respect, there are plenty of iconic figures in centers that, you know, are very much beloved within their sphere of influence, but aren't necessarily across the board remembered in the same way. The Florida Panthers recognized him. You know, the Calgary Flames, a former Atlanta Flame, but the Calgary Flames recognized him. You know, the Oilers, who had him briefly as a coach. It was just, to me, it's been the outpouring. And later on, we're going to hear from Tom Rennie. Tom Rennie worked with him. And Tom Rennie, you know, has some interesting, very heartfelt thoughts about Pat Quinn. And to hear Brian Burke, who... The many moods, the many shades of Brian Burke, you know, he can be angry and he can be boisterous, but man, can that guy also hit you right in the gut emotionally. And it was very stirring listening to Brian talk about his friend.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing with the kind of tributes that we've heard over the last couple days is that they seem to be, like, there's different stories from everybody, but they're all the same story.
In a good way.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I do.
He's like, we're going to hear Lou's reflections on Viktor Tikhonov in just a few minutes. But,
yeah. You
know, Lou's story, Labardius' story about Pat Quinn is the same as kind of the stories that Brian Burke just told there. And a couple of texters on Monday had the same type of stories about how he just had time for everybody. Yeah. And look, the dude, and the only interaction I ever had with the man was during that 1 year that he coached the Oilers. And he, like, I would not look him in the eye after games when they lost. He was a terrifying man in a good way, because he was so dialed in.
But, yeah.
But, you know, you just hear that from everybody that you hear from, is that he had time to talk, he had time to listen, he had time for everybody. That story that Brian just told there about on their way to Madison Square Garden, freezing their butts off, but they were late for the game because he wouldn't stop talking to this guy. It's almost the identical story that Lou told about his first meeting with Pat Quinn when he was 20 years old. So it's just, it's cool to hear that all the stories are the same. And I say that because it just kind of shows you that these are all pretty accurate representations of the man that was. He's always a presence. He was always a guy that you're just like, geez, Pat Quinn's in the building, or Pat Quinn's coaching that team. He was one of those guys who kind of embodied the game and did so for a long period of time.
He will be missed, and he has been immortalized in a lot of ways. We have the clip?
Yeah, we've got the
clip. This is a nice little opportunity because, you know, Pat Quinn and absolutely deserves the attention he's getting, but I have felt a little bit like we haven't necessarily taken a moment to talk about Viktor Tikhonov. You know, we talked after the game, and you mentioned it to Gordon Norrie. There's something about beating a really good team. There's something about beating a really worthwhile rival. And for so many years, Viktor Tikhonov was the head coach of the Russian teams. And, I mean, you think back to – I know how important the Summit Series was. I get that. But there were some Canada Cups that were played in the 80s that – you know, if you take the emotion out of it, might have been some of the best series of hockey ever played. And he was the guy, you know, was making those moves. And I think he's a little bit underappreciated over here. He's being celebrated exactly in the same way in Russia that Pat Quinn is being celebrated
here. Oh, yeah. Vladimir Putin came out and had, you know, similar type of things to say that Stephen Harper did about Pat Quinn. And, you know, the thing about Tikhonov is that he kind of was that same type of guy, gruff, intimidating, a presence, and really helped reinvent a game in a lot of ways. And you know, I thought on Flames warm-up last night, I thought it would be the perfect perfect guy to ask about him would be Peter Labardius.
Sure.
Because there is not a more ardent fan of this country playing the sport than yep. Peter Labardius. And, yep. and you know, he remembers every single game and every single minute from interactions between Canada and Russia and games that they have played internationally. Tikhanov was behind the bench for four Olympic Games, won three gold medals, and of course his first one was the 1980 Miracle on Ice when the Americans won. But just listen to Lou, because what an absolute reflective, almost kind of like a eulogy here on Viktor Tikhanov from last night.
I think he's one of the greatest coaches that's ever lived. I really do. I think in many ways how the game is played today takes a lot away from the Russians and how they went about their business. Pat, now, needless to say, it was not Tikhanov at the time, but remember, the Russians didn't even play hockey until the early 50s, and they won their first ever world championship that they played in. My memories of Viktor Tikhanov are long. In some ways, you want to talk about intense. Think about him in front of that bench. We'd never seen a coach that way before. And those great teams, the 81 Canada Cup team, remember, right after they lost in Lake Placid, what did they do in the final of the 81 Canada Cup? They beat our country 8-1 in Montreal. The Canada Cup of 84 and the great semifinal matchup. For me, in many ways, the greatest three games consecutively ever played. The final of the 87 Canada Cup. I mean, I could go on and on, but the way they played the game, the way they passed the puck, they were almost robotic in the way they went about their business.
Mm-hmm.
And my last memory, because, you know, we'll have three pregame shows if I continue, but I will say this, and it's very, very apropos. Viktor Tikhanov was behind the bench for the greatest single hockey game performance by a team I've ever witnessed with my own two eyes. It was a Friday night in 1988. I believe the date was February the 26th. And the Russians beat the Swedes to clinch the gold medal in 88. They won the game 7-1. It should have been 15. I've never seen anything like it prior, and have basically never seen anything like it since. He was truly the architect of a great hockey power.
When you said it could have been used as an eulogy, you certainly hit the nail on the head. Pete did a fantastic job. Later on this afternoon in our conversation with Tom Rennie, I do ask him about Viktor Tikhanov, and Tom had a great line in it, and you know, I'll give away a little bit of it. He says, every time I faced him, I was scared as hell. Because you knew you had to be on your best.
Yep.
And understand that you to be the best, you have to be pushed. To be the best, you need to have a foil. Batman needs the Joker. You need, or whatever, however you want to look at it. You're just, we talked about it. I have so much respect for Mike Riley after his performance in the West Final. And that, to me, is fun. When you have a, you know, an opponent or you're across from somebody that you don't like, sure, but you respect the heck out of, absolutely. And I think that's what you hear about Viktor Tikhanov, don't you?
He helped reinvent a game. Like, I mean, North American hockey had to change the way they thought about playing because of how systematic his groups were. And if it's not for him, I don't think that system play is anywhere near as advanced as it is right now.
No,
I mean, systems have never been as advanced as they are right now, but he kind of helped push it in that direction.
Well, the five-man unit.
Yeah.
Right? They were the ones that used the five-man unit. And hey, again, it was difficult, but when you lose them, the most important thing is to go back and remember them. And we've done that with Pat Quinn, and I'm glad. What a fantastic catch on your call to get that little piece from Pete. It was fantastic. Let's do this. Let's take a break. I do want to talk about the San Jose Sharks. We'll get there. Some interesting news out of St. Louis that we must talk about. When we come back, live on location at Shanks Crowfoot Terrace in the Northwest, we will be at Shanks South tomorrow. We will be at Adrenaline. No, well, you won't be. Peter Klein and I.
Yeah.
Peter, me and the Kleiner. Klein man. The Kleinster?
Kleiner.
Kleiner?
Yeah.
The Recliner?
Yeah.
A Kleiner? I'm looking forward to it.
And he'll be you know how we go to Adrenaline and we see all the apparel?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The The weird thing is he'll be the one guy who doesn't need any of it in there because he has every jersey known to man. I've never – and Josh can vouch for this. I don't – like, we have never seen Peter Klein show up not wearing a sports jersey. Like, it's either an Oakland Raiders
– or a hat.
Yeah, or a sports hat. 17 Oakland Raiders jerseys, 145 Saskatchewan Rough Riders
98
jerseys.
98 Canucks
jerseys. Yeah, he's got a few Canucks jerseys. The
He's got a bad taste in his sports teams.
He does.
But, like, he's got the worst combination of sports teams, but
and like,
has every jersey.
His jerseys are like – Who would ever possess you to get this player's jersey? Like, he'll have like an Orlando Hudson Toronto Blue Jays jersey or a John McDonald Blue Jays jersey. You're like, who would ever buy these things? So have fun working with him.
Why? I look forward to it.
Can you give him a crash course in fashion? Not even fashion.
Yes, Pat, I
just
can.
How
yes,
to dress.
Yes, Pat, I can.
Even
absolutely.
You dress better even, than he does.
Oh, wow, here we go. Even you, listening at home, even you dress better. We'll come back. Some interesting news out of St. Louis, some other NHL notes. It is the big show here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Home for the Flames, Hitmen, Blue Jays, and more. Hit your play-by-play right here. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The Big Show, brought to you by The Comedy Cave. Tired of the same old? Lighten up your Christmas party and book at The Comedy Cave. Just $29.95 per person, including dinner and show. Click ComedyCave.com. The Flames at 5, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. on The Drive Home. Rob Kerr talks hockey for 60 minutes. The Flames beat the National Hockey League, the Hitman, or any trending story in hockey. The Flames at 5, brought to you by Pete the Plumber. Outstanding service, competitive pricing, professional personnel, and proud recipients of the Better Business Bureau's Business Ethics Award and the Consumer Choice Award from 2003 to 2014. Flames at 5 with Rob Kerr, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Canadians across the country are...
We interrupt our own commercial to bring you the Ford Black Friday event. From November 27th to December 1st, get an additional $750 towards most new 2014 Ford models. Also, get as low as 0% APR financing for up to 72 months, or up to $9,000 in rebates, and up to $1,500 for loyalty and conquest customers on select new 2014 vehicles. Get the most out of your Black Friday weekend with an additional $750 bonus. Ends December 1st, so hurry to your local Ford store.
See Ford.ca for terms and details.
And now, the Wireless Wave Caroler.
Oh, come all ye phone-obsessed texters and mobile gamers. Oh, come ye to my social feed.
There's plenty to sing about this Black Friday at Wireless Wave. Get unbiased advice for your next device. Plus, save up to 75% off phones and accessories. Take advantage of this exclusive offer and more at your nearest Wireless Wave store.
Ho, ho, ho! Holiday Helper is here at Pizza 73 with over $15 in savings. Get two tasty two-topper medium pizzas, four cans of Frosty Coke, an apple crumble caramel cheesecake, and a $5 off coupon for January, all for only $24. And right now, get a free one-night movie rental from Redbox with any order. Pizzas, drinks, dessert, delicious. The Holiday Helper at Pizza 73.
Dial 273-7373. Pizza 73.
On the first day of Christmas, myself did give to me this country's favorite crossover.
Now's the time to be your own Santa at your Dodge dealer. Save some jingle on Dodge Journey. The Canada Value Package is just $19,998. And make no payments for 90 days.
And a 90-day payment holiday.
Some conditions apply. See your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram dealer today.
It's a Calgary tradition, American Thanksgiving and Shank Sports Grill. Call it a late lunch, an early dinner, whatever reason you have, get down to Calgary's home for the NFL for American football all day on Thursday. The boys from Sportsnet 960, The Fan's Big Show, will be at Shank South all afternoon, talking sports and eating turkey Cajun style. Celebrate American Thanksgiving at Shank's North and Shank South.
If you're considering investments in the Canadian marketplace, then you'd be remiss not to consider
Best Buy's Black Friday sale. With fantastic markdowns on the greatest tech, you'll find amazing prices store-wide. So,
if you're serious about seriously investing in yourself, do not miss it.
Best Buy's Black Friday sale starts this Friday. Hurry in for crazy door crasher deals and hot prices on perfect gifts. Most stores open early this Friday. See BestBuy.ca.
The holidays are coming up fast, like a warm glass of expired eggnog. Need your list? Checked it twice? Fear not, festive friends. Ben Moss Jewelers makes Christmas shine bright with brilliant gift ideas for girls and boys. Naughty? Nice? Doesn't matter. Ben Moss has a merrymaking array of jewelry, watches, and rings. Canadian diamonds as pure as the snows of Saskatchewan. You'll never look a gift reindeer in the mouth again. I'm no reindeer expert, but that's clearly a donkey with plastic antlers. Ben Moss Jewelers, distinctively Canadian since 1910. Visit benmoss.com.
Hey, I'm Mark Giordano for Varsity Chrysler. When we hit the ice, we go all out. Kind of like Varsity Chrysler and the All Out Clear Out event. Come shop at my favorite dealership to get big cash for your old clunker. Plus, financing as low as 0%.
Choose from the 2014 Ram 1500 starting at $19,997, the Dodge Grand Caravan with payments as low as $118, or the 2015 Chrysler 200 starting at $29,998.
The all-out clear-out event continues.
Go to varsitychrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
Paradise Bay. They have hot tubs. They have patio furniture. They have barbecue islands. But what turns your backyard into a total backyard escape? A swim spa. You can enjoy your backyard all year long with a swim spa by Arctic Spas. Swim in a pool in the summer, lounge in a hot tub in the winter. Paradise Bay has outdoor life covered with hot tubs, patio sets, and more. And now open in their new location on 12th Street Southeast, just two doors down from Trail Appliances. Visit goparadisebay.com.
Order your Heart and Stroke Daily Cash Lottery tickets before December 4th for a chance to win the Early Bird Prize worth $200,000 in cash. You could win the $1 million grand prize. And with terrific 1 in 10 odds in the Daily Cash Lottery, there's $10,000 to be won daily. Plus, your ticket purchase helps create more survivors in Alberta. But hurry, there's only a limited number left. Get your tickets today. Call 1-855-515-5055 or visit heartandstroke.ab.ca/lottery. Lottery license number 379601.
At Pure Later, it's not a package, it's a promise. But what does that mean? Could be that crucial contract for your client in Kapuskasing, a bubble wrap bundle to your boutique in Banff, perhaps a product your particularly picky patrons in Pembroke purchased. As tricky as the artists say, keeping promises is even harder. And yet, we help deliver over 1 million promises each day. Purelator. Promises delivered. Start a business account at purelator.com and we promise you 30% off for a full year. Some conditions apply.
Right now at Kudo, you can get a Nexus 5 for $0 plus a $50 bonus gift. Which means it's time to update my wish list. Nexus 5? Check. $50 bonus gift? Check. That just leaves the soap on the rope and some new light bulbs for my tanning bed. Industrial strength. Hurry in for a Nexus 5 for $0 plus a $50 bonus gift. Offer ends December 31st. Some conditions apply. See store for details. Kudo.
If it's on the 200 by 85, it's right here first. Calgary's home for the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960. The Fan.
Darn right. I don't think we should be playing one sport all year long. I think we should be a multi-sport culture. I think activity for children right now is paramount. I think that we're going to have serious mental health problems and physical health problems in the next decade to 15 years if we don't get kids out playing something anyway, regardless of what it is. And I think those that can multi-sport have an opportunity to enjoy maybe the independence of playing tennis and the collaborative play of playing soccer. You know, the beauty of playing hockey with the outstanding coaching leadership that they get there and the thrill of hitting a golf ball. I just think that that's living. And I don't think focusing in one compartment whereby it's only hockey for 11 and a half months of the year and you get 2 years or 2 months off as a, or 2 weeks off, I should say, as a 13-year-old makes a lot of, awful lot of sense to me.
Kerr Steinberg, The Big Show, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
That, surprisingly enough, is Tom Rennie, President and CEO of Hockey Canada. Kind of like where he's coming from. Need to be creating a few more multi-sport athletes in this country at all grassroots level and elite. Too much specialized. I mean, you must have played different things, or did you play the one and only sport growing up?
No, I played different things, but I never was going to be confused with a high level athlete.
No,
so,
but you represent 99.9% of people who participate in sports in our country.
Fair enough, and it's always been an interesting argument to me because I've and don't get me wrong, like I heard that, I was like, no, I know that's exactly where Rob comes from as well, because you've been preaching that you've kind of been hammering on that for years. I don't want to say
is it preaching or hammering.
Well,
it might be hammering the preacher. No, absolutely.
But it's been one of your opinions for the longest time, right?
And it's look, I know for a fact, it is not a hockey issue. That this same conversation is being had in baseball, the same conversation is being had in soccer, it's basketball and everything. You are a better athlete if you have more disciplines. You are just a better – talk to trainers. I mean, there's a lot of injuries that are more common in a sport when you have an athlete who is only trained in that sport. You need to be well-rounded, and I was just excited to hear Tom Rennie say it.
And I don't know if it's ever going to change, you know? Like, I wonder if it's only going to move more and more to specialization no matter how much we talk about it, you know? It just seems like there's so many more – there's more and more academies popping up. And not just for hockey, but with all sports. And I don't even disagree with you, Rob. Like
No. And I'm glad you're saying that, Pat, because in the conversation with Tom Rennie, which you can hear at 5 o'clock, shameless plug, he addresses exactly what you just talked about. That – the academy component of it, the hockey schools. I mean, hockey schools need to get kids in doing other things. And I think most of the good ones do, quite honestly. I think you look at things like Okanagan or Sylvan Lake. Yeah, you're on the ice, but you're doing something else. Where the problem comes in, as I see it, as an observer, is the real issue here is the age. At what age is it all right to say to a kid, because, you know, if you ask a kid, what do you want for breakfast? I want Captain Crunch. What do you want for lunch? I want Captain. There are certain decisions that kids need a little bit of. As a parent, you know, you got to give them a little bit of a nudging in one way. But at what point do you say, okay, you know what? And I'm just picking an arbitrary time. 12 years old? You know, you're going to get serious. The problem we have in this country, Pat, is it's a pyramid. It is a pyramid. All your participation in youth sports is way down, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9. And as it gets older, it comes to the point. That hasn't changed, and to your point, will it change? Doubt it. But sometimes you got to keep banging your head against the wall, even if it produces just scar tissue, because it's worthwhile. And I just, in this conversation, you were, to me, and Bob Nicholson and I talked about it as well, but I was just impressed with how adamant one Mr. Rennie is about this. And he has the ability, Pat, to protect only one thing. He's the president of Hockey Canada. He's not the president of athletics. He's not the president of multi-sports. He's the president of Hockey Canada. 2 years ago, tennis took a real run at hockey with a bunch of ads that said not every kid wants to play hockey, which is true. I get that. But what we need to do is we need to link arms and say, look, if you're not, play baseball in the summer. Play soccer. Hockey's got to encourage kids to play other sports. I truly believe that. At some point, yes, you make a determination. Yes, you're going to. But what is that age? I don't know, I don't have the answer.
I don't
know
if there is an arbitrary age, because I don't know. Like, if you've got a 12-year-old playing hockey and your 12-year-old is just the same as the rest of the players, the peers that he's playing with, what would be the reason in specializing? So for me,
it's the end game. It's always the end game.
Oh, I want my kid to be here. I get that.
Right. It's always the end. And there's this pressure on parents right now that if little Pat isn't playing on this team in the spring or isn't playing this team in the summer, Rob and Josh are, little Pat's going to fall behind. And if little Pat falls behind, he'll never get to the NHL. And I'm here to tell you, you know what doesn't change? They find you. They always find you.
I mean, if you're good,
they always find you.
And I guess for me, it's my feel has always been, now it's different, I'm not a parent, you are, but my feel has always...
There are some who would disagree with that.
And there would be some who would say, thank God I'm not a parent. but for me, it's always kind of been, okay, when you start to realize that maybe your child has something special, maybe he is a little bit more gifted at a sport.
Absolutely.
That's maybe when you go down that road. That's
right.
Okay, you know what?
But
maybe
we make
he is
too
really
many decisions
hockey.
In this country based on the possibility
I agree.
Of being elite.
I agree.
And I was never elite. I have never been elite. I will never be elite. And quite honestly, I am better served because I kicked a soccer ball around. I am better served because I went and got out and hiked. I'm better served, you know, again, I believe, and I hope I'm crediting the right guy, Aaron Downey, the former Red Wing, and, you know, he kicked around the NHL. Tough guy. Coaching minor hockey in the United States, speaking to a bunch of coaches. And he said, my job is not to create one NHL player. My job is to create 20, 40-year-old beer league players. Cradle to grave. Cradle to grave. Mm-hmm. And Tom Rennie talks about cradle to grave. And I'm excited. And that's a conversation we need to be having. I'm not right, Pat. I'm not elite, Pat. But I got an opinion, Pat. And I'm happy to say that mine's the same as the president of Hockey Canada. And for the first and only time, we're on the same page. There you go.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm very happy that you could use this as your soapbox.
Sir, this is the only use I have for this. There is no other use for this than that. Speaking of multi-sport athletes, Marty Brodeur. You remember the name?
What other sport?
Oh, I have no idea, but I'm assuming he played something.
Did he play lacrosse?
Yes. For the sake of this argument, you remember the name? Marty? This is where I feel like Josh should come in and give us a little, some of the notes we need to know about Marty Brodeur.
Race car driver?
No. No. Former NHL goaltender of some merit, of some note. So news comes out today, and I kind of made the – I chuckled off the air with you a little bit about this. I chuckled. Pat didn't, but
– I don't laugh at any of your jokes.
I don't think it's funny at all. So let's back up here. Brian Elliott's hurt in St. Louis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fairly significant injury.
Week to week is what he's being classified as. It's not going to keep him out the entire season.
And I think they ruled out surgery. Is that?
It sounds like it. Yeah. That's the news that's coming down. But it's not like a short-term injury. It's not a week.
And what
not
is it?
Three games. And
it's a knee or?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's a joint injury anyway.
It's scary. And he had to leave the game yesterday. And Jake Allen had to come in cold in the third period to try and bail the Blues out. But they end up losing that game by a 3-2 score in a shootout. I guess I understand why the Blues are doing this. Oh, but
did you see this? I think we're barking up the wrong goalie getting a professional tryout. I think we are absolutely barking up. Anyway, we'll come back to Marty Brodeur. This just breaking. Do we have a breaking news splitter? This is breaking news. And it's the same thing. No breaking news, but all right. San Jose Sharks. What's that? Sorry. It used to be. Okay. San Jose.
Breaking news.
There we go. San Jose Sharks. And who are the Flames playing tonight? The San Jose Sharks. General Manager Doug Wilson has announced that they have signed Ryan Lowe. Ryan Lowe. L-O-W-E. No relation.
Ryan Clough and Ryan Lowe aren't related to one another?
No. To a goaltender. Don't you listen to the notes that prepared?
I always forget.
I'm sorry. Ryan Lowe to a goaltender professional tryout agreement. Lowe, an alumnus of San Jose State University's hockey program. San Jose State University's hockey program. Last played professional in Australia with the Sydney Bears in the Australian Ice Hockey League. The 31-year-old has also appeared professionally with the Canberra Knights of the Australian Internet Ice Hockey League and the Utah Grizzlies, I believe of the ECHL, maybe of the AHL. That's what they have here. He is a native of Redondo Beach, California, now resides in San Jose. Goaltender Troy Grosnick was injured at practice yesterday, unable to dress for tonight's game against the Calgary Flames. So, Ryan Lowe. Sure, there's that Marty Brodeur guy. But we're the home of the Flames, and this is pertinent.
Yeah, sorry, Marty. It was kind of a weird situation.
So you have to do me a favor, okay? I don't care if you never do anything. I don't care if you never talk to me again. I don't care any of that. You have to do me one favor. You start off Flames warm-up tonight by – and a big move by the San Jose Sharks. Lou, what can you tell us about what's his name here?
Ryan Clough.
Ryan Lowe.
No, Ryan Clough. is now a goal.
Please ask Lou to break down Ryan Lowe for us, because you know the first thing he's going to say is, Pat, when he was with the Sydney Bears in the Australian Ice Hockey League.
He played college. Lou won't know as much because he played college.
Oh, I see.
He's got a BCHL.
Sorry. That's right.
Just kidding, Lou.
That's right.
It's kind of a weird situation they're in, because Randy Hahn was talking about it on Hockey Central.
Hurt yesterday.
weird flights, couldn't get anybody in time because of some bizarre situations from where they were flying, from Worcester and in. So
yeah, was there weather issues too?
Yeah, and then the flight times into San Jose because of their curfew and all that. A lot of it didn't work. So that's why they have to go out and sign an emergency kind of situation and bring him in on a PTO, and he'll back up Antti Niemi tonight.
So, Sven, you've had an okay stretch here, but if you really want to prove your worth to this team, we'd like you to run the goalie.
Yeah, you gotta hurt Niemi and then get this guy in.
Okay, tongue taken firmly out of the cheek and back to the reality. So, Marty Brodeur, is he getting a tryout or is he getting a practice? Because apparently the term practice and the term tryout are somewhat up in the air right now. That with the injury to Brian Elliott in St. Louis, the Blues apparently reached out to Pat Brisson, the agent for Marty Brodeur. Brodeur, who has spent the entire, I guess, since the end of last year, offseason, looking for work, has not found any, has not filed his retirement papers, said he wanted to try out, is going to get an option here. But it's been interesting this afternoon because, first of all, he's getting a tryout. And now the terminology has been changed, which leads me to believe The people that are changing the terminology are pretty well-known writers. My guess is Pat Brisson's or Doug Rutherford's making a phone call going, whoa, 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 whoa. Mm-hmm. This is a practice. This mm-hmm. isn't a tryout, which I think is we're splitting the atom here, really. And I think they're trying to put the brakes on it a little bit.
We can all read between the lines. When you're double spacing and then writing the answer in the space between the lines, you're kind of like, okay, we get what's going on. Elliott's hurt. Jake Allen's young. You probably want a more Halak's not there anymore.
Biddington is the kid up from the American League.
But you probably want a little bit more experience there. And as much as you like Jake Allen, you probably want somebody else to be getting NHL starts other than a young Biddington. So you don't want to
waste assets to get a backup because Elliott's coming back, right? You probably still have you want to develop the Biddington kid, so you don't. Is that part of this? You're up against it. You don't want to give up anything.
Well, who
else is out there?
You probably don't want to take minutes away from Binnington. You know, you probably want to make sure that he continues, as you said, to develop in the American League. So it makes sense from a Blues perspective. Why not go and go and bring somebody in a little bit more experience. You're not having to trade for anybody. You can bring Brodeur in, and if it takes him a week to get up to speed, then you have Binnington kind of as your emergency backup if anything happens. But it kind of makes sense, and this was kind of the only way I saw Brodeur getting back in the NHL. There was nothing that made sense during the offseason. You kind of had to wait. Similar to Tim Thomas in a lot of ways, you kind of had to wait until something happened, whether it be injury or a team was unhappy with their goaltending situation. So we'll see if this ends up being Brodeur getting signed to a one-year contract, but it sure does look like the rubber's hit the road in that happening.
Well, and you ask yourself, well, why not Tim Thomas? I don't have the answer to that other than, I guess the reputation of Tim Thomas, but I didn't hear anything bad about him in Florida or Dallas last year. I believe, am I not correct on this? Brizgalov signed in Russia this week, did he not?
Yes, I believe he did because everybody was talking about the time in the NHL is finally done for Ilya.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and
Russia's cold.
And, they could have had Ryan Lowe.
I think everybody's missed the boat on Ryan Lowe, to be honest with you. The Blues might have missed the boat on Ryan Lowe. How's this stat?
Go ahead.
Well, make your joke about Ryan Lowe.
No, I have no joke to make. None.
Do you have any jokes about Ryan Clough? this came
yes,
from
I
our
do.
Sportsnet stats department.
Oh, this will be good.
If Brodeur does end up playing in St. Louis, it would mean that 6 of the top 10 goalies in all-time NHL victories have played for the Blues at some point. So Brodeur, number one. Curtis Joseph, number 4.
Okay.
Jacques Plante, number 6.
Fuhr.
Fuhr, Hull, and Osgood.
Hull.
Yeah, sorry, Hall, not Hall. Hall, I meant Hall, but Hall.
And Osgood.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have never got Osgood. That's a juicy one.
Yeah.
I would have never got. Would you have got Osgood?
Probably not. I would have gotten Fuhr. I would have taken a little while to get Cujo, because I totally forgot that he played for the Blues to start his career.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think I would have gotten Hall. I might have gotten Plante if I really racked my brain.
That wouldn't have come right away, but I would have come up with them, but I wouldn't have Osgood. I forgot all of them.
I would have remembered Osgood played there, but I wouldn't have thought that Osgood was number 10 on the all-time wins list.
Because Osgood, if I remember correctly, do you remember Osgood's time with the New York Islanders?
I do. It was not very good.
Right. I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. He wasn't there very long. But wow, what a statistic. That's a great draw.
Yeah, good job from I mean, I came up with that stat myself, Rob.
You did, eh?
Yeah, that was all me.
So he played in St. Louis. Played 67 games in the 03-04 season for St. Louis. Played 9 games for them after being acquired by the Islanders. Wow. There you go. So a couple of goalies being signed, or one signed, one is just practicing.
It's not a tryout, though.
It's not a tryout.
He's just there to say hi to friends.
He's just there to say hi to friends. We'll take a break.
Hitch go way back.
We'll say hi to some of our friends and then come back. We'll talk about the Calgary Flames and the
Did we get to the Sharks?
Nope. We sure have not.
Are we
not
going
once.
To?
Yes, we are.
Are you sure?
Nope. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
I'm hoping. It's possible. When
there
we come back.
There have been worse oversights.
It's true. We'll take a break and come back with more live from Shanks, Crowfoot Terrace in the Northwest. Don't forget, warm-up tonight goes at 7:30. Puck drops. So you got, 4 hours off? Is that right?
Well, it's not really off. Yesterday I went and worked for
Did you?
2 hours at Starbucks. And
at
then
Starbucks?
I quickly went to Booster
Juice. Are you a barista?
Had a bite to eat. Yeah, they did 2 hour shift. So. Yeah, tall non-fat.
Dude, you're working in radio, right? So of course nobody would be shocked.
Yeah, fair
if
enough.
You had to
if I were to be like, yeah, I needed to go get 2 hours in at Starbucks to work as a barista.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be a good enough barista. I might be able to work the cash register if they took a few months to.
My daughter teach is me a barista. You could be a barista.
Your daughter? She works at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Oh yeah,
that's cool.
That's great for
her. No, I was like one of those. Yeah.
Did you know there's a secret menu at Starbucks?
Are you sure that's not In-N-Out Burger?
Nope. I was out with my daughter, and she is a barista, and there is a secret menu.
So can I get a tall mocha frappe?
No,
animal style.
But try this one, everybody. I don't know. Maybe she's going to get fired if I say this. Will she get fired if I give away one of the Starbucks secrets?
I don't think so.
Okay, go in. You heard this. You heard this from Don Joanne and the coach. Eric, I don't care. You pick a morning show and blame it on a morning show. Go in and ask for a Captain Crunch.
All right. Is it hot or cold?
Cold.
Well, then I'm definitely – I don't really do hot drinks, so
yep.
I might do a Captain Crunch thing.
Yep.
I went into full hipster mode yesterday. I went down into the Starbucks.
I have often gone into a Starbucks in the middle of the day and go, who are these people?
You know what? The people who were there yesterday
were
all smoke shows. It was unbelievable. The greatest 2 hours working of my life. It was incredible. I'm going back today for that reason.
Order a Captain Crunch.
Starbucks
we'll
in Crowfoot yesterday. Not the one in Chapters, the one right by the Edo. If you were one of the ladies there...
Who are you pointing to?
I tip my hat
to you. Who are
you
pointing to?
I don't know. I don't know.
Pat's making an emphatic point.
I'm talking to the camera.
Talk to the camera.
We want you.
Camera one here.
Tip of the hat to you, ladies at Starbucks yesterday. Unbelievable.
We'll take a break. Still to come this afternoon, we'll hear from Derek Wills a little early today. East-West Hot Stove with Eric Dahatchuk and Al Morganti. And in the 5 o'clock hour, a very special one-on-one exclusive here on Sportsnet 960 with the president, CEO of Hockey Canada, Tom Rennie. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
We are with Calgary sports fans through thick and thin. Here's hoping we have more thick than thin coming our way. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
At Okotoks Honda, we do things differently. Just ask hockey player Brian McGrattan.
Just like the Saddle Dome is the destination for hockey games, Okotoks Honda is the destination for the best deals on Honda Civics in southern Alberta. Get the Honda Civic, Canada's number one selling vehicle, fully customized for you with deals that'll make you cheer. Only at Okotoks Honda.
Discover the difference at Okotoks Honda. Only 10 minutes south of Calgary or online at OkotoksHonda.com.
Thermostats. Not exactly the most riveting of topics. But did you know your thermostat controls half of your energy bill? Clunky old thermostats waste huge amounts of energy, and programmable thermostats are about as easy to figure out as your kid's high school trigonometry homework. That's why we made the Nest Learning Thermostat. It's easy to install and even easier to use. Just turn it up and turn it down. Within a week, Nest learns your schedule. No programming necessary. Nest will turn itself down when no one's home so that it doesn't heat or cool an empty house. Then adjust the temperature so everything's perfect when you walk in the door. It even connects to your smartphone so you can change the temperature remotely. Teach the Nest thermostat your schedule and it can save you about 20% on your heating and cooling bill. On average, that's about $170 a year. And you don't need to be a trigonometry expert to realize that can really add up. Take control of your energy use and start saving money today. Get a Nest thermostat at Nest.com and start saving energy automatically. Nest. Welcome to a more thoughtful home.
Ah, I hit my head. Everything's blurry. Everything's black.
What's wrong? Are you okay?
I can't see the tax. Where's the tax?
Country Hills Toyota blacked out the taxes.
What?
They blacked out the taxes for Black Friday. When you buy a new car, they'll pay the taxes for you.
Phew. So I'm okay then?
Yeah, you big baby.
It's our Blackest Friday. This week, we black out the taxes on all your new car purchases. Visit Country Hills Toyota and chtoyota.com. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
The integral from negative infinity gears.
At Devon Canada, we have a fresh formula when it comes to your engineering career. F equals flexibility and freedom. C equals a career path worth taking. P equals possibilities, and V equals value, as in the value you'll add to our team. As one of Canada's leading heavy oil producers, Devon has the right mix of challenges, opportunities, and rewards. To learn more about why Devon is the place for your next big career move, visit formula.devonenergy.com. Your perfect formula starts here.
High Omega Distillation Column X.
Unlock your creative vision with the Canon EOS 6D DSLR from Memory Express. This powerful professional camera comes with high-quality design features, like a full-frame 20.2 megapixel CMOS sensor and a Digic 5 Plus processor to make taking crisp, perfectly lit pictures and movies easy. Plus, the Canon EOS 60's built-in Wi-Fi transfers directly. Get your Canon EOS 60 today at 3 Calgary locations or memoryexpress.com.
Memory Express.
After more than a century of automotive engineering, years of technical development, months of tuning and calibration, and endless hours on the track, all it takes to own the critically acclaimed 2015 Cadillac ATS is a few seconds of your time. Sign your name on the dotted line at Cadillac's Sign and Drive event and lease a 2015 ATS starting at $186 bi-weekly with zero down for 36 months. Offer ends December 1st. Learn more at albertacadillac.com.
And now, the Wireless Wave Caroler.
May old devices be forgot, and a new one to call mine. May old devices be forgot, and my new one so divine.
There's plenty to sing about this Black Friday at Wireless Wave. Get unbiased advice for your next device. Plus, save up to 75% off phones and accessories. Take advantage of this exclusive offer and more at your nearest Wireless Wave store.
These Black Friday deals at Rexall are incredible.
I know. Like Russell Stover's huge 624-gram chocolate box is just $9.99. Or a 7-inch Android tablet for just $49.99 while quantities last.
Plus, this Friday through Sunday, get 50 bonus air miles when you spend $50 or more on almost anything in the store.
Get your flu shot anytime, any day, subject to vaccine availability.
At Lexus of Calgary, we aim to remove all inconvenience associated with purchasing and owning a vehicle. Book a test drive online and let us handle the rest. We can bring the vehicle to your home or office for your very own personalized vehicle demonstration. You deserve Lexus of Calgary VIP service.
At Lexus of Calgary, it's about more than just the vehicle. It's about the experience. Let us wow you with our renowned complimentary VIP services. Right now, lease a 2015 IS250 all-wheel drive for $399 a month with $6,300 down. Visit LexusofCalgary.com. For details.
This is Life on Mill Street.
Hi, I'm Mark, the ops guy at Mill Street Brewery, here to talk about Mill Street's 100th Meridian Organic Amber Lager. Yeah, it's quite a mouthful. It's a delicious adaptation of a 19th century American lager that uses pure caramel malts and spicy Bravo and Cascade hops from organic farms just west of the 100th Meridian. Mill Street 100th Meridian Organic Amber Lager. Why not try a pint or maybe even a six-pack next time you're out picking up some beer?
Mill Street Brewery. Great beer lives here.
Canadian Tire and Reflex all-season wiper blades give you a chance to win a trip for two to the big race in Daytona, Florida. To enter to win and for official rules and details, visit your local Canadian Tire store or go to reflexdaytona.ca. A trip for two to the big race in Daytona, Florida in February. Enter today. reflexdaytona.ca. No purchase necessary. Contest ends November 30th, 2014.
Nissan, the fastest growing automotive brand in Canada, presents the Gift to You sales event. Now including a limited time $1,000 gift.
Hi, neighbor!
Hi, neighbor!
Hey, is that a new Nissan Sentra in your driveway?
Sure is, with up to $4,200 in discounts. I couldn't resist.
Hey, me too. My new Pathfinder here had up to $4,250 in discounts.
Always trying to one-up me, aren't ya?
Happy holidays, neighbor!
Hurry, event ends December 1st. See your retailer or choose Nissan.ca.
Calgary's team.
Verify ready to go for
Canada's team.
Ignition.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan brings you every game all season with our play-by-play team of Derek Wills and Peter Loubardius.
The Flames are in San Jose tonight. It's a late start with our pregame going at 7:30 tonight. Play-by-play of Flames and Sharks goes at 8:30 p.m.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice. This is Calgary Flames Radio. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by Ply Gym and the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Local 496.
I'm Lisa Murray, and here's your Sportsnet 960 The Fan entertainment guide. Fame for Food is back. You're invited to join Sportsnet 960 The Fan on location at the Dome Saturday, November 29th. You can meet Rogers media personalities and record a holiday greeting in exchange for non-perishable food or cash donation. For more information, head to sportsnet.ca/960. And Sportsnet 960 The Fan welcomes Nickelback to the Scotiabank Saddle Dome for their No Fix Address Tour. That one's on March 12, 2015. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. For details on all events, breaking sports updates, and more, head to sportsnet.ca/960.
The Big Show, brought to you by The Comedy Cave. Tired of the same old, same old? Lighten up your Christmas party and book at The Comedy Cave. Just $29.95 per person, including dinner and show. Click comedycave.com.
Home for Boomer and Warner in the morning. Jim Rome, Hockey Central, The Big Show, and tons of play-by-play. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Jonesy was playing very well, so that's why we gave him an extra day, to work, to make sure that, his conditioning was in, because, with the injury that he had, he was basically shut down, when you're shut down, it doesn't take much, even though we're dealing with great athletes. You lose the pace, you lose that fraction of a second that defines if you're playing well and you're playing just average. So that was the plan with Jonesy. We sat with him and we explained to him our decision, and he was good. So yesterday he put on a good day of work, and we need him big tonight.
Talking hockey in the afternoon, The Big Show with Rob Kerr and Pat Steinberg is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
That is Bob Hartley talking about David Jones, who draws back in the lineup tonight for Calgary. The play here is Devin Setoguchi on waivers. Mm-hmm. That will clear. He will clear. Pardon me. One way or the other.
It'll be resolved tomorrow by 10
o'clock Calgary time. But Corbin Knight has been assigned to the American Hockey League because a spot needed to be opened up. David Jones comes back in, and it's the continuation of a story that ever since David Jones has come to Calgary. He plays well, he gets hurt. He comes back, it takes a while, he plays well, he gets hurt. And it's not a condemnation of him at all. To me, a healthy David Jones, when he's playing well, is an absolute asset to this team. He's a big body, he can skate, he has shown a penchant for scoring. It's just he has not been able to put that together here in Calgary. He gets another chance to start over again tonight. He gets into the lineup, and this is a good team for him to play. Calgary needs a little size against the Sharks.
Yeah, and what he was doing before he got hurt against the Senators was do a pretty good job of not only using his size, but he also has some pretty decent speed and using it to get to tough areas of the ice. And that's something that he didn't do a whole lot of after the injury last year. Remember, he played at a really nice start the first four games, got hurt.
Right.
And ever since he came back from that first injury, just really wasn't all that effective a player. He had a couple of nice, okay stretches, but by and large, the final about 35 games of it, I think he played 48 games or whatever it was last year, final 35 or 40 of them, he wasn't all that effective. Well, what he was doing this year, and certainly in that last stint before the injury, was doing what he needed to do. Move the puck to tough areas of the net with speed, crash the net, all that type of stuff. He was pretty impressive. And found a nice niche playing on the top line with Glenn Cross and Monahan. And the way Glenn Cross and Monahan are playing right now, having a guy like Jones, I think, kind of complements the way that pairing is going. So I'm happy that Jones is back, and hopefully he can stay healthy for a little while here.
The San Jose Sharks are the opposition tonight, a team that has played a lot of road games, Pat. They had to play a lot of road games early on in the season, survived that. Certainly not where we're used to seeing San Jose. They have been a front runner over the last decade, for the most part, a team that would get out to really good starts in the season and then kind of cruise to the postseason, and as we know, have not had a lot of success. A lot of speculation, a lot of talk around their head coach, Todd McClellan. I'm a huge fan of Todd McClellan, like the guy. I've had many opportunities to talk to him, and you and I have actually had a couple of occasions in Penticton to spend some time with him. Very engaging guy. I really like Todd McClellan. I think he's an excellent coach, but he's under the gun. He's on the hot seat. The requisite players don't want to see him go. Stories came out in San Jose today. Are you surprised that, you know, we're 2 months into the season and the Sharks have that circulating around their head coach?
No, because they're not off to a very good start. They're 8-10, or they've lost 8 of their last 10 coming into tonight. They're only a game above 500. They're on the outside looking in. So when you're a Sharks team with expectations like they have, when you're a Sharks team who loses four consecutive games in the playoffs like they did against LA last year,